Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment that we have here with Jay Widener. It's been a pretty freaking quick 2 hours, Jay. I must say I've really enjoyed having you on here. I hope you've had fun.
Oh yeah, it's been a great time. Good talking to people who are awake.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that if you, I don't know about how you deal with people who are sort of, I don't know, douchebaggy or just plain idiots. For me, it's just block, whether it be on Skype or Facebook or emails or whatever. Anybody who just to me really seems like a real idiot who just doesn't get it. My mentality is, look, there's 7 billion other people out there that I could be hanging out with that I could actually enjoy myself with, you know?
Yeah, don't waste your time with those people. They're not worth it. So I simply say, sir, there's about 20,000 books you need to read. When you're done, call me back. I mean, you have to be polite, but Mark Twain once said, never get in an argument with a fool because anyone watching will not be able to tell who's who. So, you know, don't ever get in an argument. Don't waste your energy with the people who don't get it. They're never going to get it. And, you know, it's much better to just keep driving on with the people who get it and making sure that they're more informed than they were yesterday. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I think they're kind of like energy vampires. And the trick with a vampire is you have to invite them in.
Yep. Yes, it will. You don't invite them in. That's the key, and that's why the vampire myths are around, because they're warning us about these people, if they are people, and they're one of the main things that a psychopath is, don't have anything to do with them. That's the main thing. If you are with a psychopath or an archon, then just get away from them as fast as you can, and don't let them back in. And that's similar to the vampire myth of don't invite them in your house. Just don't invite them in. Just don't get it started because you'll regret it forever. And, as soon as I find out that someone has not passed my psychopath test, they're out of my life, like forever. I mean, forever. It's a 1 second drop. You're out. Don't ever call me. I'll never call you. Stay away from me and stay away from my family. And that's it. That's how you handle it. And so we have psychopaths in charge now, and we have to figure out how the hell we're going to get them when they're the ones who are leading us. And that's not going to be easy.
No, because once a psycho wants you, right?
Yep.
That's when you've got a real frickin' problem.
He is right.
If they just want to associate with you and they want to do this, that, and the other with you, they most of the time don't make a huge amount of effort once you try to get rid of them, but it's once they have an obsession with controlling you or attacking you or destroying you, you don't have anywhere to retreat to where they won't find you, and that's what the government really has become.
Yeah, and also psychopaths tend to accuse you of exactly what they're doing. So it would behoove anyone, if you think you're dealing with an archon or a psychopath, listen very carefully what they're accusing you of. Because I guarantee you this, that is exactly what they're doing. This is another way that we can win. Because they are always telegraphing what they're doing by their accusations. So Obama wants to get the truth out about Sandy Hook. Well, then that means he wants to get nothing but lies out. Obama wants the American people to participate in the healthcare system. That means he doesn't want us to participate in the healthcare system. He wants to just tell us what to do. And so it's actually really enlightening. Once you've got it down that this person might be a psychopath, start listening to what they're saying about other people and especially about you. Because whatever they're saying about you is really what they're planning to do to you. Especially what they say about you, what they think you're doing. They go, you're lying. Well, that means they're lying. You're trying to steal from me. That means they're trying to steal from you. And just listen and get your ear together, and you'll always be able to pick up. If they call you a petty criminal, then you probably know they're a petty criminal. It's really pretty amazing.
If they call you COINTELPRO, it means they're
probably COINTELPRO. And believe me, I have a psychopath who calls me COINTELPRO, and I've proven that she's a COINTELPRO. I've proven it beyond any shadow of a doubt. She is. And I've learned that. And it's one of the few things I've learned in the last few years is that a psychopath it can never have anything original. Psychopaths don't come up with original art, original poetry, original songs, or anything like that. It's impossible for them to come up with anything original. They always take from original people their ideas and then trash those people when they're done stealing their ideas. This happens in corporations, happens in politicians, in the military, over and over and over. The same patterns are being repeated. And I really, truly believe that we're on the verge of, the human race is on the verge of being able to ID these suckers. And if we can finally ID them, then we can defeat them. But until we ID them, we're not going to be able to defeat them.
And also, there's the difficulty of IDing people who are in particular positions. Like, let's say somebody's a massive media entity or something like that,
yeah.
And then you as a much smaller media entity expose them, but very few people actually hear you, and they hear them 10 times over.
Oh, and they'll blast you to ribbons. But you have to take that. We have to be able to. We kind of have to, if you're going to get in the ring with these guys, and you kind of got to be ready to take the punch. I'm not really afraid to take the punch. I just want, if they're going to kill me, make it quick, that's all.
Right. Well, Jay, we've only got a few minutes left. I was wondering if you would like to leave the audience and maybe even myself with some advice, some wisdom that's quite profound that you've learned over your life. I mean, the whole interview thus far has been virtually nothing but. I was just wondering, you know, what's one of the most profound things that you've ever learned over your life that let's say in 1,000 years from now, you'd love future generations to dig up in a time capsule?
I really, really believe that for non-psychopathic humans, there aren't mistakes. It may look like you've made a mistake, but I think if you live long enough, you'll find that there are no mistakes. That even when you did something wrong, like insult somebody or say something that you shouldn't have said, these are all lessons. And life is, the earth or the world, the universe is really a gigantic school. And we're here to pass get out of the school. And most of our time, we don't even know we're in a school. We don't even know we're being given tests. Every day you're being given a test. Did you pass today's test or not? Did you even know you were even given a test today? Once you understand that you were being given tests all the time, then you can start passing them. But most people don't even know they're in a school. They don't even know they've been given tests. They don't know they're given tests every day, and that if they pass a test, the tests get harder then to pass. And the tests are about your humanity, how you handle things. How did you handle that person? Did you take a little bit of time, that person at the checkout line, you know, to pay attention to them, to thank them, to the waitress that served you your food, to your family? The little things that really make a difference in life, you know. Did you treat those animals kindly, or were you mean to them? And these are the things in the end that make you what you are. And we're losing our humanity, and we have to really do everything we can on an individual level to make ourselves compassionate and peaceful and at one with the universe despite the incredible flaws.
Wise words. I have this feeling, and actually really my greatest fear is becoming the evil that I despise. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. It's my greatest fear too, because I'll tell you what, by examining the manipulations, you begin to realize how easy it is to manipulate, and you could actually become a manipulator if you're not careful. That's the danger of this. A lot of conspiracy theorists end up being very powerful people, believe it or not. Bill O'Reilly, or you probably don't know who he is. He's a right-wing news guy here in the United States. He used to be a conspiracy theorist. He used to go out after the JFK assassination. He used to watch him when I was a kid. Now, he trashes anyone who even mentions a conspiracy. Why? Well, because he's making $13 million a year at Fox News, and he doesn't have to do it anymore. So, but he did figure out, by examining conspiracy theories, how to manipulate people, and he manipulated his way to the top. And that happens a lot, by the way. A lot of the people that run major corporations and media in this country are actually started out as conspiracy theorists and gained power via being a conspiracy theorist, learning how to manipulate, learning how stupid people are, learning how easily they'll believe anything. And that's a big, treacherous place to go on. And I refuse to go that way, you know. I still, you know, foster a lot of affection for the human race. I'm not sure why, but I do.
It's called faith.
Yeah, I do have a lot of faith in us. I do. And I believe in a higher power. And I believe that the higher power has our ultimate interests in mind. And I really believe that the people who are murdering and killing and raping children, I really believe that there's a justice for them somewhere in this universe. I hope there is.
All right. Hope, faith, and belief, as they say.
Yep.
Hope springs eternal, and so does scumbaggery, I found.
The fine art of fine science of scumbaggery.
Yes, yes. All right. Jay Widener, everybody. The finest scientist looking into the intricacies of scumbaggery that I've met in a long, long time. And his website is jaywidener.com.